Thank you so much for praying. This is Greg Johnson. Just got back from a kidney transplant a few weeks ago. And again, just thank you for your prayers, support, encouragement. It means a whole lot to us. It was an interesting journey, 6 weeks in San Antonio, and so much to reflect on. And one of those pieces is the fact that I didn't want my half-sister to go through any pain, and yet she did. And she sacrificed her kidney, and every day it's sobering to think that she not only sacrificed her kidney, but went through so much pain. And it just really brings me to Jesus Christ. And he went through so much pain of sacrificing himself for us. And it's just been a daily remembrance. And then I go on to think further in that, and that he kind of donated his heart as well, or gave his heart to us. And I had to ask myself, if he gave me his heart, what am I doing with his heart? And am I reaching those around me? And am I acting in accordance to his will? So those two things are fairly significant. I also had a lot of time to reflect and read. And it was just so good to kind of recalibrate and reprioritize and set new rhythms of my life. Still working through that, but so encouraged by that time. I need to remember not to just jump into the fray here, just slow down and continue to see where God has me. But in the book, The Ruthless Elimination of Hurry, as I was reading it and contemplating during my time away, it says the wilderness isn't a place of weakness, it's a place of strength. And that really took me back, because I really felt like I was in the wilderness during that transplant process. But it goes on to say, Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness because it was there, and only there, that Jesus was at the height of his spiritual powers. It was only after a month and a half of prayer and fasting in the quiet place that he had the capacity to take on the devil himself and walk away unscathed. And I really want that for our family, just to be still and ask God what he wants for our family and move forward in that with the power of his strength and not mine. Anyway, thank you again, and take care. Bye-bye.